Recording in progress.
Once again, in our WLBC Radio News Zoom room, I'm Steve Lindell, host of the Wake Up Crew, and our guest is Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH, and all the great things he's done as a career as a doctor, and now all the great things he's doing with the IU Health System. You're smiling, and I know you don't like the accolades or whatever, but from my heart, not just a Christmas week wish, Dr. Bird. Thank you for all you've been doing and all you continue to do. Let's dive into the obvious. What's the status as of right about now at IUBMH in Muncie?
Yeah, so we're unfortunately continuing to be, the term I'm going to use, Steve, is overwhelmed with COVID infections. If there's any good news here, it appears that through last week into the first of this week, we have remained somewhat stable at around 80 positive COVID patients at IU Health Ball. We've also had between 5 and 10 inpatients at IU Health J and IU Health Blackford, so they're certainly seeing their share also.
Tell us about the National Guard help that was announced by the governor, or was it last week or the week before?
Yeah, so we were pleased to be able to work with the governor and the National Guard. We got 6 National Guardsmen who came and helped us. Doesn't sound like much when we've got 3,000 employees, but every hand helps. And of the 6, 2 were clinical, so they could actually help our doctors and nurses by drawing blood and starting IVs. And 4 of the guardsmen were clerical, so they were able to help with simple tasks that our volunteers could do. So it's great to have them. They acclimated with our team very quickly. And we've asked the governor to consider letting us have them for 2 more weeks. So we should get that decision soon.
Dr. Jeff Bird is our guest. Give us a comparison, Dr. Bird, between right now and the one of the other heights of the biggest surges so far, just to give our listeners and viewers a comparison between the way it is right now and the way that it has been in the past.
Yeah, so we got up into the 90s a few times with a couple of the previous surges. So, what we don't know today is what's going to happen with the new Omicron variant. And I'm sure you're going to want to ask me a couple questions about that. The really sad news for me, Steve, is I participate in an IU Healthwide incident command call. And on Thursday, we made the prediction that we will have more deaths from COVID in the month of December than we've ever had during the pandemic. So I hope it's a sobering fact, but it is a fact. So it goes to the basic message we've always said, it's never too late to get vaccinated. So if you're listening and you've been wondering, please go get your vaccine. I also, Steve, want to talk about the importance of getting a booster.
Okay, and I want to get to that too. As far as the Omicron is concerned, and for those that haven't heard, yesterday, the State of Indiana Health Department confirmed that Indiana is the 7th state, I think, to have a confirmed case. It was somebody that was unvaxxed that was COVID positive, I think, December 8th or 9th. And then I think there's probably some more testing to make sure that, you know, what kind of the COVID it is. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. Steve, you're almost there.
Okay.
Indiana was one of 7 states who had not found an Omicron variant yet.
Okay.
So exactly as you said, we do have our first confirmed case, and it will be the first of hundreds of thousands.
Okay. Let's get into the boosters now. And what I want to know, and again, I'm the radio guy. I ask the dumb guy questions sometimes. if I get either the vaccine, you know, the shots themselves, or the booster, or both, Am I contagious when I have that in my arm? Can I then give it to somebody else in the time that booster's floating around in my body?
No, that's one of the interesting things about it. So that's an impossibility. It is not the live virus. It is just a methodology like many and most of our new vaccines now to help you when you get exposed to lessen the severity of the illness. And we've talked over and over, and the studies are very clear. If you're fully vaccinated, and particularly if there is a message from me today, those of you listening who got the 1 J&J or the 2 Moderna or a Pfizer vaccines, please go get your third booster. In medicine, in science, we're trying to save the term fully vaccinated to mean I have had my third shot. I have had my booster. The studies are very clear for you to be safe. You need that booster because it is particularly important with the new Omicron variant.
Still on the booster with Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH. This morning, I'm Steve Lindell. I timed my booster because I had a lot of work responsibilities. It's typical for this time of year. And also family responsibilities, etc. So I timed mine, Dr. Bird. I chose to get it with a day or two off after my booster, you know, just to be safe because it hits everybody in different ways. Some people, nothing. And some people, well, lots of something. Mine, in my particular case, I developed a fever. I had muscle aches. I didn't feel, I felt terrible. I slept a lot the day after I got my booster shot at 11:30 in the morning. The following day, like nothing had happened. Being careful and cautious with planning how to get yours is obviously something I think that's good advice too, right?
Sure. Yeah. We tell our internal health team, try to get your shot when you know you're not working the next day, because we're still seeing about 10% of people who will have a reaction similar to yours. I didn't. I got my booster and I felt, you know, had a little bit of a sore arm, but felt great the next day.
If you don't get a reaction, does that mean the shot didn't take? Somebody asked me that.
Great question. No, great question. Nope. Because we don't want you to have a reaction. If you have a reaction, it's kind of good news, right? You know, the body had some antibodies and saw that booster as something that it wants to continue to build your own personal ability to fight the virus.
Today is December 20th. If somebody decided today, and they're taking walk-ins to get these shots nowadays,
Absolutely. You
can make an appointment, but it's not as necessary as it was, you know, way back when. And there are a million places to get the shots and the boosters too. Ourshot.in.gov. How long does it take for the booster to be fully effective?
So much like the first series, it looks like within about 7 to 14 days, you're ramped up. So still would help you if you got it today for Christmas, if you're going to be around family, but certainly for New Year's. And as we see the Omicron really starting to make its way into Indiana, a booster today is going to just afford you tremendous protection into January and February, where we know we're going to see hundreds of thousands of infections.
All right, Dr. Jeff Bird, anything we haven't touched on that you want to communicate to the public this morning?
So I think one of the other pieces, top line news story, Steve, that I've learned from you is if you've had your vaccine, get your booster. I think the other thing that we've learned very clearly is I've heard this like you've heard this. There are a number of people out there who said, hey, you know, I got the infection, so I'm safe. And clearly that is not true. So even if you had a COVID infection anytime in the last 20 months, it's essential that you still get the vaccination. Indeed, people who had COVID and then got the three shots are super immune to any further problems. So those would be my two takeaway messages. In addition to what we already know, Christmas is coming up. Please, if you're going to be indoors, always wear your mask and keep yourself safe. It's just the right thing to do.
Dr. Bird, to you, your staff, your counterparts, not just in the Muncie office, but also all the other IU health system places and people, thank you. Merry Christmas. That's a funny thing, folks. Hospitals don't shut down during Christmas and New Year's or whatever. They got to keep trugging along, too. Thank you to everybody for the great work you're doing.
Thank you. I'll pass the thoughts and the prayers along to my team. Thank you, Steve.
Recording stopped.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Bird.
Thank you. Appreciate being on.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Bye.